Guys, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and as always, it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And for today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that a friend asked me for a little bit of advice on. And that bit of advice was all to do with transition periods. Because when it comes to transition periods in our life, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to always have things right, for progress to be linear, and to be in control. And a transition period almost is the exact opposite of that. And that's how it feels. Even though transition periods are necessary for us to grow and maybe for us to leverage, if just to double check in if we're going in the right direction, if we're rowing in the right boat, as they say. Because transition periods can feel like we're not progressing. They feel like we can be out of control of things. And because of that, they can feel very overwhelming. Now, when would a transition period pop up? Well, potentially, you've had this goal that you've had for a while. For example, saving up for a house. And that's been your focus. You've been working. Your whole energy has been put into saving up for this house. And then suddenly, you put a deposit down for the house. The contracts are signed. And then you suddenly think, wow, that's fantastic news. But you start to think, okay, well, what's the next thing to aim for? And then you think, well, I'm working, but I feel like I'm going through the motions a little bit because, you know, what I've achieved is achieved. I've got there. And that's just a small example of why transition period may pop up. Another one is, You might be leaving your job, and you might be leaving your job after so many years, and you might think, oh, what am I really doing in my career? I don't really know what I like, what I enjoy. I don't know what makes me happy. And then you can start to ruminate and question yourself and try to find the right answers. And when this happens, it can be a scary space because it feels like we're just going into the storm without really knowing what we're doing. But truth be told, I mean, that's a lot of life. We're going into that path and not really knowing what to do and kind of just figuring out as you go along. But these are a couple of examples on why transition periods may happen. And I've experienced a couple of transition periods in my life. And when I've been in those periods, I've really learned on how to work with them instead of fight them. Because if you fight them, you're just going to work yourself up more. Those times aren't going to be productive. And you're going to beat yourself up. And that's very common when we put some outrageously high expectations on ourselves. And that's an important thing to understand. So what I've learned with transition periods, ladies and gents, is they are incredibly productive times because transition periods allow you to reflect. And reflecting is really important for just being self-aware of where you are right now, also how far you've come, but also looking down the line, where am I going? And I love this almost a metaphor in life that stuck with me for a long time. And it's better to be rowing slowly, but rowing in the right boat, than to be rowing fast, but rowing up against the tide. And that just allows you to reflect on, even though you might feel like you're progressing slowly or your life's not really going anywhere, if you're in a transition period and you're reflecting and you're almost like leveraging your life, maybe choosing another path, coming away from where you were, that's a healthy space to be in if you feel like it's right for you. If you feel like you're making the right decision, because even though you're rowing slowly, you're rowing in the right boat. Unlike if you were in that job before that you were incredibly unhappy in, and it was all go, go, go. You were on good money, but it was making you miserable. It was draining your soul. It was sucking your zest for life out of you. And you're rowing fast, but you're rowing up the wrong boat, up the wrong tide. And that's only going to catch up with you over the years. And when you come into these transition periods of reflecting and potentially leveraging, it does allow you to uncover what is it you actually want to do or where you want to go from here. Because you still might be in a job where you're not unhappy, but you feel like you're going through the motions and you feel like everything's the same. And it can feel a little bit tedious or monotonous, and that's okay. And that might feel like you're going through a transition period, trying to reflect on, okay, where does my life go from here? And if you're listening to this and you've been in this space, I want you to know that this is incredibly normal, what you're feeling. When I had one of my first kind of strong transition periods, it was after university when I was going through a very, very dark time. And when I worked on the farm, and I knew I was working there just to get a bit of money, but I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life. And that was, as transition periods come, probably one of the most intense ones I'm going to experience, because I was on a farm for, you know, a long time, even though it was to help my mental health journey, but I had no idea where my life was going. And what we're going to come on to next in this podcast is how to create that space to help you in a transition period. And when I look back on my time on the farm, it was really effective to work there during this transition period, because I was around not many people, max 3 or 4 on the farm, but half of them were in the office. So a lot of the time it was just me out there by myself. And the farm created the space for me to be in my own thoughts. Because we live in a very distracted world, and distracted by, you can easily run away from your problems by doing anything but being uncomfortable with your thoughts, working, going seeing mates of drinks, you know, all of these things, going to the gym, going to an art gallery, going on holiday. But going on holiday at least allows you to sit down and relax a little bit, unlike maybe being back home. However, when I was on the farm, I was allowed this space to think and be there with my thoughts and thinking. And this just doesn't happen in a day, guys. You know, this happens over time. It took a couple of weeks and months. Your transition period might be a few weeks or months too. But it created that space for me to sit uncomfortably with my thoughts. And when you sit uncomfortably with your thoughts, that's when, you know, potential triggers come up of why you're feeling a certain way. And that's where the magic starts to happen, ladies and gents. When you become uncomfortable, when these triggers come up, because the more uncomfortable it comes and the more you almost confront these thoughts, the more you can process them and the more you can then create pathways to understanding them, especially if you have the right tools and techniques. So following on from this, what I'm asking you then to ask yourself, how can I create the space to work with this transition period? I would allow you to explore the fact that you need to take some time in non-distracting environments. So for example, if you live in a big city, as we know, it's all go, go, go. What can you do to make you less distracted? Could you potentially, do you have a car? Could you get out the city for a day and go to a woods or a lovely park and be out in nature? Could you go for a walk, even in the city, but listen to a podcast? Could you do some meditation that you enjoy, or yoga? Or maybe could you go for a long bike ride? These things will create a certain space where you don't necessarily have to think about your thoughts, but it will allow you to ask yourself some powerful questions and for your mind to sit still a little bit. And then once you create this space where you're less distracted, where you have to almost be uncomfortable with your thoughts or even just create the space to process how you're feeling, then what you want to do from here, guys, is you want to ask yourself consistently the right questions, because we always have the answers, but it's about asking yourself the right questions. And that's one of the things I've learned more than anything on how to reveal the answers to yourself. So asking yourself the right questions consistently will make a big difference. And I don't know for your personal journey, like what the right questions could be, but some of the ones that have helped me are, what is it that I really want to do? Or what is it that I feel is the next step for me? Or something like, why am I feeling like this? What is going on? And consistently asking myself these questions in different transition periods of my life has allowed me to understand what really has been going on. And I'll give you a more recent example in my journey, because maybe talking about a personal story of mine might allow you to relate to it a little bit more. So I've been through a big transition period quite recently. My grandfather died, and you know that was hard. And I moved out of my old flat, and you know it was dark. It was the new year, and I was just a little bit confused of, you know, if what I was doing right now was the right thing for me. You know, it was hard. I lost a lot of clients after coming back from being on TV, which I wouldn't have changed that experience of the world. But having to build that back up again after doing it in and out of lockdown, you know, it was a real mental challenge. And I did start to question and doubt what I was doing was right. And this induced a big transition period for me, because so many things happening at once, grieving, moving out of a flat, questioning whether I was on the right career. It took a while to work through this transition period. But what I did in this transition period is, learning from other ones, I didn't put any pressure on myself. I didn't force myself to know the answers straight away. I gave myself time. I said to myself, look, I don't care how long it's going to take. I'm going to work through this, but I'm going to allow myself time. Because when you put pressure on yourself in these transition periods, that's when they become destructive and not productive. I was like, I want this transition period to be productive. I want to look back on this time in my life and realize that I use this to gain a clear understanding of why I'm feeling like this and where I can take the next steps. So even though it took a good 4 or 5 months, and not all transition periods will, but this one did for me. So it was a super long one. And it was hard. It challenged me. You know, I was broken at some points because of grieving of my grandfather. And what did I focus on? Apart from that putting pressure on myself, I just asked myself, what grounds me? Because when you're in a transition period, and this is kind of a weird metaphor, but it makes sense in my head, and hopefully in your guys too. You're almost like floating. You're not grounded. You're floating. You're almost like high in the sky, because your head is everywhere. And when you're looking down at the earth, it just feels so overwhelming, and you can start to freak out a little bit. Because if you were floating at any time, you feel like you could drop. And if you were to crash land, you'd feel like you'd be absolutely screwed. Whereas when you're grounded, you always got that sense of security through tough times. So what did I focus on that grounded me? I meditated more than ever. I meditated twice a day, sometimes 3 times. I went for more walks. So if I get back in the evening, I'd go for another walk. Sometimes I wouldn't even listen to music. I would just walk and listen to nature. But a lot of time I'd listen to very reflective music. Reflective music, or music that puts you in reflective states, is incredibly powerful. Because you can sit there, you can watch the world go by, you can be in a reflective state. And when you're in a reflective state, you're in a powerful state, because it, as we say, it allows you to process how you're feeling. It allows you just to stop a little bit when you're sat down in a park and do nothing apart from being comfortable with how you're feeling. And that's the real power of just sitting down and doing nothing. Because when you sit down and be uncomfortable with how you're feeling, you've got to sit with that discomfort. It's not nice. And if you're not doing that, then you're just running away from your problems and not confronting them. And as we know, running away from your problems is far more destructive in the long run. That manifests in many other ways. So that's just something I would just, you know, say to you guys to be aware of. So as I was kept grounding myself, team, I just thought, okay, how am I going to work through this? I was lucky. I had some good people around me, and that's really important during a transition period, is to talk to people as well. Talk to loved ones around you. Talk to friends that you might know have been in a similar position. And you don't have to open up about your life story if you don't, if you're not comfortable with that. That's okay. You could simply just say, I'm a little bit uncertain at the moment. I'm not really sure where my life is going. And, you know, have you ever felt like this before? Or do you feel like you've been in a similar situation? If you just ask like them that question, and maybe you can kind of bounce ideas off each other. Or if someone has been in that situation, you could take comfort in knowing that, you know, it's not just you going through it. It's people around you too, and kind of processing the uncertainty and not being sure where their life is going. So that's what I did during that transition time. And you know, over time, it just allowed me to uncover and gain more clarity on actually where my life is going, cutting out more noise, which is what I did. And bit by bit, I started to get my energy levels back. I started to bring back my routine. And, you know, now I'm in the happiest space I've ever been in. So if I was to reflect on that transition period, guys, for you, it would be to create that space for yourself, being not as distracted, sitting with this, the discomfort of your thoughts and your feelings, talking to people around you is really, really important, and focusing on things that ground you. For me, they were the most important and influential parts of that transition period that allowed me to come away from that space and to move forward with so much more clarity on how I could progress in my life. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of idea on how you can help yourself during a transition period. And that's how we're going to leave it today, guys, about how to make your transition periods productive and not destructive. And I hope that makes a lot of sense. If you have any questions about anything, feel free to message me on Instagram, jackstafferpt, or my email, jackstafferpt@gmail.com. But just to recap, guys, creating that space for you during your transition periods is important. So ask yourself, how can you create that space for you to reflect and to potentially leverage in your transition period? But also, and this is probably the most important point, is to not put too much pressure on yourself, because the more pressure you put on yourself, the more that time is going to be destructive and not productive. And I know that's easier said than done, but as I said from my things before about grounding yourself, talking to people, creating that space where you're being uncomfortable with your thoughts, those are all ways that personally help me not put as much pressure on myself and allow me to learn more about myself during that challenging time. And that's potentially how you could put some of those things into your life when you're going through a transition period. But I'm going to finish on this, guys. I want you to know that transition periods are very normal. No one has life sussed out. No one progresses in a linear manner. And if people tell you they do, they are lying not only to you, but to themselves. Because as we know, life is not a linear journey. It is a roller coaster journey. It's some journey. It's an adventure, however you want to frame it. But there are going to be periods when you drop and you feel like, oh my goodness, this is tough. And there are going to be moments when you're sky high. It's just about learning how to leverage those moments when you're low and how to use them productively. And then when you come out of those spaces, you're going to appreciate your growth and how you've come away from that space. And when you get into a good space, you're going to appreciate it even more. So team, that's how we're going to finish. And until next time, I hope you are all staying groovy, dance like no one's watching, being open, being curious, and that's just a great way to live. So gang, until next time, adios amigos.